Page 148. We've got mail.
Dear Side by Side, I'm trying to figure out two-word verbs. Is there a rule that will tell me which two-word verbs are separable and which are inseparable? I hope to hear you from soon. Sincerely, looking for an answer.
Dear looking for an answer, we're sorry to tell you that there isn't a rule for this. You need to learn about each verb separately. Here's a suggestion. On a piece of paper, make two lists. Write down separable two-word verbs in one list and inseparable two-word verbs in the other. Then, look up the words on your lists when you can't remember them. By the way, we've circled some words in the last sentence of your letter because "hear from" is an inseparable two-word verb. The correct way to say this is, "I hope to hear from you soon." Thanks for writing, and good luck with two-word verbs. Sincerely, Side by Side.
Dear Side by Side, I think two-word verbs are very difficult. The verb in a two-word verb has one meaning, but the whole two-word verb often has a different meaning. For example, I turned on the light, but I turned down the invitation. I take out the garbage, but I take after my father. In my language, we have different words for all these expressions. Why does English use the same words over and over again? Sincerely, turned off by two-word verbs.
Dear Turned Off, we're sorry to hear you're unhappy. Two-word verbs are very common in everyday English. We actually have special words for many of these meanings, but these words are more formal. For example, you can say, "I declined the invitation," and "I resemble my father." Most English speakers, however, prefer to use informal language, so they use lots of two-word verbs. With time, we're sure you'll get over this problem with two-word verbs. Thanks for your question. Sincerely, Side by Side.